Reinvest in your wellness goals this September with savings on supplements. September 17th and 18th only, I'll be offering 10% off all products in my online Full Script supplement dispensary. September 17th and 18th, 2 days only, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. Never counterfeit or expired. Always stored and shipped correctly. It's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 2 days only, September 17th and 18th. That's drhoffmanstore.com, drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we're going to talk today to one of my favorite point-and-shoot experts. He is well-versed in a wide variety of subjects. He's Jim LaValle. Today we're going to talk about research showing that one of our favorite products, aged garlic extract, is useful for middle-aged and master's athletes in terms of improving performance. That's something that's near and dear to my heart because I try to keep the candle burning in terms of athletic performance. There's some new studies that he has to roll out for us. And by the way, this month is Cholesterol Education Month. And I think, frankly, there's a certain amount of hype involved in this because cholesterol awareness is a two-edged sword. Cholesterol, yes, indeed, is important, but cholesterol awareness is also spearheading an effort to get virtually every American man, woman, and child on cholesterol-lowering medications. And we're going to talk a little bit about, put that a little bit into context. So yes, cholesterol matters, but is cholesterol the end-all and be-all of cardiovascular risk? We'll talk to an expert, Jim LaValle. Jim is, as you may know, a clinical pharmacist. He's an author of numerous books, including the Metabolic Code book. Is that correct? The title of the book is The Metabolic Code?
Yes, Cracking the Metabolic Code. That's right.
Indeed. And that's a great book that is a primer for people who are trying to understand and interpret their blood tests. So questions come up all the time. What does this mean? I have this or I have that or I have the other thing. And the book talks about that. He's also a board-certified clinical nutritionist. He's a heart health expert. He's a consultant to sports teams and to industry. Recently, he's embarked on a wonderful anti-aging program for a very, very well-respected chain of gyms and physical education facilities, the Lifetime gyms, which are all over the United States. He's got a lot of things going, and we'll talk to him a little later this year about some of these anti-aging strategies, apart from, you know, good old-fashioned things like diet, exercise. So without further ado, here's Jim. Jim, it's a pleasure having you back on Intelligent Medicine. We always have great discussions. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's great to be here. I always look forward to our opportunities. So I think it's great.
So, you know, obviously, when we think of supplements for cardiovascular prevention, we think of aged garlic extract. That Kyolic brand has been around for many, many years. And I have to commend them because every time that we get together, there's always something new to talk about because it's a company that keeps investing in research to substantiate the benefits of aged garlic extract. And we've got some new stuff to talk about, but let's sum it up. You know, why would aged garlic extract be among the leading supplements that we should consider for cardiovascular prevention?
Yeah, I think it's so important for people to understand that there's a lot of things that go into cardiovascular disease, right? It's, am I leaching calcium from my bone? How stiff are my arteries? Am I making rusted or oxidized cholesterol that then becomes hardened? You know, what's my oxidative stress level in my body? And what's interesting about aged garlic extract is that it affects so many aspects of why people end up on that path to cardiovascular disease. So, you know, it's amazing that they've done so many studies and that the studies point in these variety of directions, whether it's arterial stiffness or stopping calcium from leaching the bone or reducing oxidized LDL or reducing coronary artery calcification, reducing vulnerable plaque. All of these are the, you know, the interesting aspects. And now we found another one, right? We're going to talk about the other one today, about what aged garlic extract can do. And by the way, by default, because it's raising cysteine and it raises acetylcysteine, we end up building glutathione and help our body detoxify better. So there's just so many aspects to this botanical. And honestly, you know, I know you and I see things a lot alike. I think this is the top three nutrients you should think about taking in the 21st century. Indeed. I mean, I believe everybody needs magnesium. They got to have their essential nutrients, yep. Right? Mm-hmm. But they should be getting those from their diet. We hope they are by the way they're eating. But if you go past that, there's not a lot of nutrients that have the kind of data that's so strong mm-hmm. and such a wide breadth of what it can do for you.
Yeah, it's kind of a Swiss Army knife of supplements in terms of its versatility, not just for cardiovascular health, but also for immune health, even with implications for cancer and vulnerability to infections. So, I imagine in that triumvirate, you mentioned magnesium. I would say the big trio, and then we can go on down the line because there are other ancillary nutrients, but I think the big three might be aged garlic extract and, of course, magnesium, which none of us get enough of. And then there's, of course, the omega-3 fatty acids, you know, EPA and DHA from, you know, fish oil.
Yep.
Those would be, I imagine that would also be, you know, your choice for the top three. So let's talk about the latest study, which is quite fascinating. So break it down for us. What did they attempt to do? What did they demonstrate?
Well, you know, I was kind of blown away by it because I was over in Munich, Germany, mm-hmm. and I was at the International Garlic Symposium, which you think it'd be kind of boring, right?
I got to go there sometime. I got to check that out. That sounds like...
It's pretty fascinating. The Nobel Prize winner for elucidating autophagy was actually presenting there. Whoa. So, I mean, you're in front of Nobel Prize winners that are interested in all this research that's coming out about, you know, cell regulation and how we renew our body. And so, first of all, I just got to say, it was incredible being at the International Garlic Symposium because the amount of science that is being done on garlic, and it's in a subfraction of that, aged garlic extract, mm-hmm. Is incredible. Mm-hmm. And so Dr. Reed, who is out of Australia, very, you know, interested in human performance, she decided to see if chiolic would have an impact on middle-aged masters. Well, I like using the term masters because I'm beyond middle age. So I like that master's term, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm you know, full disclosure, I'm about to turn 72. I don't consider myself elderly. But it may not be appropriate for me to call myself middle aged because middle age seems to start
exactly.
at about 35.
I like
but
masters.
I like masters. It sounds better. It kind of cushions the blow,
yeah.
You know, because we're strivers, you know, past a certain age to maintain high levels of performance. So there's, you know, masters
right.
athletes, masters swim teams.
You.
Yeah, and they're pretty darn good.
Yeah, no, I'm behind you, but you know, get my Medicaid card next year.
Uh-oh.
So you know. So what they did was they looked at giving this to, you know, people that were, you know, from middle-aged up, and then that were exercising to see if it could change parameters of their, you know, resiliency and vitality, basically, right? So mm-hmm. they measured the primary thing they looked at. obviously it was VO2 max and, of course, tissue oxygenation, lactate threshold, look at muscle fatigue. And so all of these things were done during a 12-week period versus baseline.
And let's put a pause on that. Let break that down for us. First of all, I think it's useful to talk about VO2 max because I think we've heard that term bandied about, but I think our audience deserves a full explanation of VO2 max. And I've got, by the way, I've got an Apple Watch, and it's not deadly accurate, but there is a way from an Apple Watch to calculate your VO2 max. And it's kind of it's a badge of honor to have a VO2 max that is above average for your age. And you could kind of place your VO2 max, at the 50th percentile is its average for your age, but it's age related because VO2 max inevitably goes down as you age. That's why, we don't have a lot of quarterbacks other than Aaron Rodgers, who's, 40 years old playing in the NFL. And we have a natural decline in our VO2 max. I recently calculated my VO2 max, and while it's kind of, middling for a 30-year-old, it's actually pretty darn good for my age cohort, 70 to 75. It gets in the 95th percentile, which I'm happy about. But so what is it?
What was your number?
I think it was 37. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that's great. So
But a Tour de France cyclist could be like 80, 90, right?
Right. I just did mine.
Yeah.
And now I'm almost a decade younger than you. So yeah. I was at 48.
Woohoo!
And yeah, I was happy.
Yeah.
Same thing as you. I mean, for our numbers, they're pretty darn good.
Yeah.
And I think the first thing I want people to know is so VO2 max, it is a, it's the volume of maximal oxygen consumption.
Okay.
So it's like, how much capacity do you have? And it turns out that VO2 max right now is being looked at as one of the number one markers for longevity, like how long your lifespan and health span will be. Is really tightly, driven or wound with VO2 max. How well can we utilize oxygen?
Yeah.
Right? How good can we our body take it up and utilize it? And that makes sense, right? Because basically, every cell in our body needs oxygen. We got to have oxygen. And when we don't get enough oxygen, we end up creating more lactic acid. And we can't clear the lactate, and our tissues become more acidic or acidotic. And now all of a sudden, we're creating more free radical damage because of that acidic or acidotic environment. And so, those things that were measured, like, VO2 max and then pulse wave velocity, that's another one. So it sounds pretty technical, right? But it's basically, it's kind of like how good your arteries respond. Like, are they able to expand and contract? The way I explain that one is I say, imagine you have a garden hose that you just bought. You went to the store, you bought the garden hose, you hook it up, and you've got one of those garden wheels that you roll it around. And it just rolls up around that so easy because that hose is very pliable.
Yeah.
It's supple. And then you leave it outside, the weather gets to it, you run over it, and now you try to create that same effect. I'm going to go turn the wheel and try to get that hose to go around it, and it kinks, and you can't get it to go around the thing correctly. That's kind of what happens to your blood vessels as you age.
So it's, in effect, hardening of the arteries. I mean, the colloquially expressed
old story,
as such.
Right?
Yeah, stiffening of the arteries.
Yeah, that's the old term.
Right.
Exactly. And so they're looking at that. And then, of course, lactate threshold is, how far, how hard can you push before you really start to create too much lactate?
Right. So for a moment on that is what happens is typically, from my understanding, is when you exercise, say at zone two, you're kind of going along, you're jogging, or you're on an exercise bike, but you're not really out of breath. You know, you're sort of, you're able to converse, and you really haven't hit your lactate threshold. But if you sprint, if you do high intensity interval training where you go all out and you're completely gassed and you can't talk, and you can't do that for very long. You can do that maybe, you know, a well-trained athlete can do that at best for a few minutes. That's your maximal output. At that point, you kind of switch your metabolism where you're suddenly producing a lot of lactate or lactic acid, and that's what makes your muscles tired and sore ultimately, right? So you're the threshold where you get that. I mean, some people get that when they're walking to the mailbox. They have a very low lactic acid threshold, right? Or lactate threshold. And then other people have an enormously high lactate threshold, like, Pogacar in the Tour de France. You know, this guy's a machine, and, you know, he can go up, you know, vertical mountain passes, while he's just hammering away at the pedals. And he does it, his lactic acid threshold is astronomical.
That's exactly it. And you know, one of the big things you need for that, of course, for the everyday person that's listening, is if you don't have adequate magnesium in your body, you're going to move to that lactate threshold much quicker.
Okay.
your body, you know, magnesium really helps for you to be able to manage that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the interesting thing in this, so they did the low dose group.
Yep.
So they had two different groups. So they did a low dose group. And what they saw is that their aerobic fitness did increase because their VO2 max improved. They had more power as well, which is interesting, right? Mm-hmm. But that makes sense.
That's like wattage output, like a power meter determined their wattage. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right.
Yeah. And then they had a higher lactate to power output ratio, which is really good versus the placebo.
Okay.
And then they also showed that the pulse wave velocity improved. And then the biggest one, in my opinion, was they did what's called a proteomics analysis.
Yeah.
So the cardiovascular damaging peptides that occur when you're doing intense exercise, they decreased.
Okay.
While in the placebo group, it went up.
Okay. So just to explain the proteomics is, you know, it's the science of looking at a compilation of different measurements. I think it's probably aided by machine learning and artificial intelligence these days, where you can say, okay, well, not just this one thing moved, but this constellation of things moved in a desirable direction. And that's what, you know, sometimes it's beyond human brain power to collate all this information. And I think through artificial intelligence, machine learning, they can actually have a better understanding of how proteomic tests, which are multi-channel tests, indicate either beneficial health impacts or adverse health impacts. I guess this is what we're talking about here in this case.
Yeah. Yeah, well, like when you run, like when you start to create over time, you create more resistin and you create more galactin, and that damages, those are metabolic byproducts in your body that get created. And then those are the chemical compounds that over time, if you kept, you know, working out at that level and you didn't really do anything to neutralize it, you can start to damage your heart.
Mm.
And so it lowered them when you were under exercise by taking aged garlic extract. To me, this was such an elegant study.
Was the low dose? What was the low dose for practical purposes?
It was 1200 milligrams.
So 1200 milligrams is of the reserve formula for people with real high cardiovascular risk. I prescribe 2,400 milligrams, which is equates to four pills. So people taking an easily attainable dose, this is what I take. I take 1,200. So I'm getting some benefit from the low dose application of aged garlic extract. Now, is more better? In the higher dose, did the benefits plateau after 1,200?
Well, they improve, but you know, once again, you're only going to get so much improvement.
Okay.
But I mean, the big one that was interesting is that the muscle fatigue recovery time. So the DOMS.
Yep.
Also
delayed
improved.
Onset muscle soreness. Yes, which is
the
nemesis of us who like to work out.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's exactly it. So the net of this is exercise capacity went up,
mm-hmm.
in middle-aged endurance athletes, helped them to perform better, and helped build their body's resistance to fatigue.
Wow.
So that's a pretty straightforward, you know, benefit. You know, muscle pain goes down.
Yeah.
You know, energy goes up. Mm. You know, recovery time improves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is important for, you know, especially even more for recreational athletes.
Yep.
I think it's super important.
Well,
right?
You know, it has implications for those weekend warriors. You know, they play some pickleball or tennis, or maybe they go golfing. And then they're completely knocked out for, you know, 2 or 3 days. You know, typically, I find that for me, DOMS is not immediate. It's even the day after I go, oh, I feel pretty good after the workout. But it's a 48-hour phenomenon. Is that 48 hours
yep.
later, it kind of kicks in like, oh, I had leg day. Ooh, you know, and now I'm feeling it, you know, in my quads, in my calves, in my butt, you know. And, you know, that means I got to forego other types of things. So it'd be great to have less in the way of downtime.
Oh, without a doubt. And the other pieces, of course, is if you start thinking about, okay, I'm a casual endurance runner, right? I do, you know, 3-5K 5 days a week. You would want to have this on board because you want to limit those pro-inflammatory byproducts of your metabolism,
mm-hmm. yep.
and get all the benefit and reduce the risk, right? And then, of course, it comes in with the other pieces of benefit, you know, such as, you know, improving your cholesterol, reducing your oxidized LDL, helping to improve the pliability of the your arteries so that they are more flexible and they're not that old garden hose.
Yeah.
Right. So there's, and of course, as you mentioned, the immune benefits, cold and flu season, it's fall. If it's in the fall and you're like, hey, I like getting out running in the fall. Guess what? People start getting sick in the fall due to colds and flus.
Yep.
You know,
it's a stress. It's a stress to the body.
Severity.
It's a stress to the body.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and people congregate inside, and then you know you start with a succession of parties and holidays, and you know, in bad indoor air, and you know, easy transmission of viruses. So yeah, I mean, it really makes sense. So practical advice to me: I don't have high cardiovascular risk. Should I up my intake to 2,400? This is just a practical question. Is more better, or can I just go with the 1,200 I'm taking out?
I think you stay at 1,200.
Okay. Okay.
I think you're getting plenty of benefit at
okay.
1,200.
That's great. Yeah. And frankly, you know, I got to say that I look at scientific research all the time and it says this or that or the other thing is really great for this or that or the other thing. And then I look at, you know, the dosages that they use and then we try to translate it to practical application. It would mean you have to take, you know, a couple of yeah. dozen pills to attain the doses
right.
that they achieved in the experiment. So this is kind of
that's
news
right.
you can use. It's practical. It's realistic. It's kind of what different products offered by Wakanaga on the Kyolic brand will offer. But the target you would say is 1,200. So depending on the formulation you use, some
I
of the formulations
so.
Have 300, and some of them have 600. I use the reserve formula. We'll talk a little bit about their range of products, but you know, that's tremendously exciting. And, I'm stoked because, you know, look, I consider myself, and you probably do yourself as I'm kind of an N of one science fair project. To see how much I can persist, because I know inevitably my performance is going to decline. You know, let's be realistic. Age takes a toll. But if I can forestall that for as long as possible, that's in terms of not just lifespan, but health span and my personal sense of well-being and enjoyment and, you know, doing the things that I like to do And, you know, having the ability to, you know, let's say, you know, I'm on a trip or something and somebody says, hey, let's take a hike, you know, and it's like a 3-mile hike up a mountain trail. And I don't feel daunted by that.
100%. I'm in the same as you. I mean, we're two peas in a pod, man. I mean, I at my age, I want to be able to perform at my best, being reasonable, realizing, you know, I'm not going to try something I did when I was 20, but I certainly want to perform absolutely as best as I can. And I know, I mean, I just absolutely know that you're not going to give your body that opportunity without using a compound like aged garlic extract, and others, as we mentioned, fish oil, omega-3, you know, the omega-3 fatty acids, MAG. But yeah, I think it's something that people really need to think about today, that, you know, you've got to get past the thought of, hey, if I just eat right and exercise, it's all going to be okay, which it does help.
Mm-hmm.
But these nutrients are incredible.
Well, an example of which is Jim Fix, who basically single-handedly launched the running revolution, but unfortunately died at 58 of a massive heart attack. So, you know, exercise is great, but it's, you know, it's not a one-off in terms of optimizing wellness. You really have to look at, you know, all elements of your lifestyle. Okay, so for more information, we got a lot more to talk about, because when we return, I want to talk about the fact that this is Cholesterol Education Month. And I want to take a critical look at that proposition, because Cholesterol Education Month is highly underwritten by many medical organizations and also by pharmaceutical companies that make things that lower cholesterol. And I want to separate the reality from the hype, because on the one hand, we can't disregard cholesterol. Cholesterol is a culprit in cardiovascular disease, but I want to put it in the proper context and take a more nuanced approach to cholesterol. So we'll do that in part two. For product information about Kyolic, visit www.kyolic.com, or they've got a consumer 800 number, 800-421-2988, to find out about their products. And they're available, you know, many chain stores, health food stores, and they're available via FullScript. But you can also go direct to kyolic.com and find out about their aged garlic extract formulas, available at local natural health retailers nationwide and online. I'm with Jim LaValle. We've got more to talk about. This is Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.